Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. Since we are here at the end of 2014, it's time to look ahead to 2015. And in this week's program, I speak with Bo Warren. He is the director of the Georgia Center of Innovation for Agribusiness. And he has a series of agribusiness trends and predictions for the industry in 2015 that I think you might be interested. And definitely precision agriculture is in the mix. So let's hear what Warren's predictions are as we head to 2015. Bo, first of all, tell me where you work and what you do.
Sure. So I serve as director of the Center of Innovation for Agribusiness in Georgia, which is one of six centers of innovation that the state offers in key strategic industries, such as agribusiness, logistics, manufacturing, aerospace, energy. And in agribusiness, we focus on bringing innovative, new, and novel technologies to the marketplace and assisting companies get their products to market.
Well, as we approach the end of 2014, a lot of people are looking ahead to next year now. I'm seeing some farmer friends on social media making their big announcement that they are finally finished with their harvest in the Midwest areas and stuff. So people will be looking ahead now. You've done some work, I understand, to put together what you think are some of the trends and predictions. Before we get to just what some of those are, what are the kinds of things that you have been looking at to come up with these ideas?
Well, Chuck, I think it's timely that you mentioned that as we start looking at trends. We received an email this morning from National Corn Growers Association, which annually posts their record yields across the nation in corn production. And the all-time high yield in corn production was from a farmer in Brooks County, Georgia, with 503 bushels of corn per acre. And that's the national average. And we don't necessarily think about Georgia as a large corn-producing state, but that 503 bushel per acre yield, that represents a ton of innovation, a ton of technology in the seed, technology that goes on there at the farm. And the Center of Innovation for Agribusiness touches all those types of innovations, whether it's new technologies in guided systems or using unmanned aerial vehicles, whether it's GPS navigation that we see on the farm, whether it's better efficiencies in water utilization. Our center can help play a role in connecting farmers and industry to those technology providers that we have here in Georgia.
Well, you must have done some connecting because you've got to be proud of him mentioning that. I think that's in the Valdosta area, isn't it? Where he farms.
Close
that area. But you're right. I mean, most people would be kind of surprised. And that is a huge number. It would be kind of hard to imagine a time, although I'm sure some are, that 500-plus bushels might become an industry average. But you never know. So looking at some of these trends, predictions, based on some of the things you were just saying, let's go through those. I know that you mentioned things that I think would fit into the what we call the precision agriculture area, for example.
Sure. Yep. And one of our flagship projects that we've worked on for a number of years is unmanned aerial vehicles, or sometimes we refer to them as drones, but UAV use in agriculture. And our center played a role along with other stakeholders here in the state to do some specific research on how we can take multispectral imaging specifically of cotton and peanuts using these drones and in real time provide information back to the farmer in terms of water utilization, disease or insect pressure, just an overall snapshot of the health of those crops and provide that information to the producers. Traditionally, somebody has to literally walk those fields or scout that cotton to get that information. And we now have the research and a number of UAV manufacturers, some of them based right here in Georgia, that have that technology to take a snapshot, provide that information to the producer, analyze it, and make real-world decisions about how best to manage that particular crop.
Now, it would be nice if the FAA would kind of make up their mind on what the rules are, though, you know, so that we can look at this in a more commercial application, too.
Absolutely. And there's no better place to expand the use of these UAVs than it is in agriculture, agricultural applications, and in rural areas. And we're hopeful FAA will make a decision here relatively quickly and allow certainly research exemptions for agriculture, but hopefully allow farmers to directly start using this new technology. And I mentioned UAVs, and that's just one. When we look at this precision agricultural scope, that's just one technology. I mentioned earlier about GPS and wireless navigation, and that technology exists. And farmers are very quick to adopt new technologies because they've seen, through these innovations in agriculture in recent years, they've seen direct value added to their farm.
Well, I believe that the summary I saw, you're looking at what we call precision agriculture becoming even more precise. And this thing that we call the cloud that can mean some different things to different people, but that, I think, has grown so much that we now can have more interconnected devices than ever, and that can only grow as we look at next year, right?
Tremendous opportunity for next year and years to come, where traditionally, if we're looking, let's look at cotton, for example. If we look at a particular cotton field, then farmers would pick one particular variety to plant on that field at one particular fertilization rate with an idea of what that application of water and other nutrients might look at throughout the year. But when we think about precision agriculture, we're really scaling down to not just one particular field, but one particular spot or one particular acre on that field. One variety of seed may work best over another. Fertilization, nutritional requirements for that particular acre are going to be different from perhaps another acre on the field. So we're getting very specific about planting rates, and we now have equipment and technology planters that can change their planting rates and variability based on a particular section of the field, apply fertilizer at a particular rate in different sections of the field. And when we talk about water utilization, it's going to continue to be even more important moving forward, but be able to know the exact amount of water to apply on a specific section in that field at a specific moment in time, so that we can maximize productivity and maximize resource.
Yeah, and as we see multi-variety planters coming into existence, that adds just another level to that ability as you go through just a single field in terms of what you're planting or treating or as you were saying. So let's move to another point that I thought was really interesting in your outlook. This one might surprise some people, but talking about one of my favorite things to eat, and that's blueberries. It looks to me like Georgia, again, is, looking to grow significantly and actually become maybe in the lead in terms of production now.
Georgia, as of a report released in October of this year, Georgia became the national leader in blueberry production. And we're often thought of as the peach state, and we are the peach state, but blueberries is now our number 11 commodity when you look at farm gate values. Blueberries is in striking distance of the top 10. And 30 years ago, didn't have much of a blueberry industry. But because of university research, engineering, better plant genetics, we've now developed a new industry for the state of Georgia. And there's a lot of factors that go into play when you look at some of these new crops that Georgia offers.
Well, that to me just shows how, we could say, technological innovations take place, that we see these kinds of advances, and that's one that I thought was especially interesting. Kind of getting back to what we lump into this precision area is a term that we've heard a lot about this year, and that's big data, because as the technology has grown in its use, so has the collection and the volume of data that farmers are creating, or their agronomists, or even equipment companies that they may be purchasing and working with.
Big data is going to be something that's going to continue to evolve and develop, and to know, to gather as much information you can about a particular farm, about each particular acre that's on that farm. It's valuable information, and how we handle that and how we manage it, how we protect it for the producers. But big data is going to be something that's going to be critically important moving forward.
Yeah, we probably don't want to get into a discussion here about the privacy and who owns what issue, because I think that is actually playing out in some positive ways, frankly driven by some of the commodity groups that have banded together to work on that issue. But at the same time, we are seeing this continuing to grow, and the value that these farmers get out of the use of that has been so highly proven that, you know, if we can get beyond some of those security concerns, I think there's no doubt this is going to just continue to grow and help in ways we may not even know about yet. So,
and we'll get there, and we'll overcome those obstacles. But for the farmer and for maximizing information that they have at their fingertips to make quick, timely decisions, that's how we're going to increase that 503 bushel per acre of corn production here in Georgia.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that there will be people sending notes and asking questions, trying to get those secrets, you know, about what it was he did. But
sure.
Yeah, I can imagine we'll see him probably at Commodity Classic, one of the big shows coming up here in the sort of the early part of 2015. Let's talk about water here. You mentioned it already, and you know we know how critical that is to every living being, not just to farming. And thankfully for friends I have that farm out in parts of California, they're getting a little bit of relief from a drought that's been going on there. But talk a little bit about the importance of that as you see it here in this next year, especially.
Water is vital. Obviously, we all know that. A tremendous valuable resource that we've got to have. Applying water or irrigating is expensive, and we're going to need technology to tell us precisely how much water does a particular variety of crop need at a given point in time. And we're seeing and working with some companies that have smartphone-based applications that will tell a farmer through sensors in the ground, tell a farmer precisely when to apply, precisely how much to apply, and continue to monitor that moisture throughout the season. And that's just one example of several, but it's that type of technology that we're working with, and it's out there. It's going to benefit the industry.
Yeah, and I hope we see that in some other areas. I live in Florida, North Florida, and we do get a fair amount of rainfall during the year. But it does sometimes irk me a little to see we're in a driving downpour where we'll probably get a couple inches of rain, and somebody's got their sprinklers cranking in their yard at the same time, you know. But there is technology that is available to work on that. So as you kind of maybe summarize this information, and because we want to help get it out, is there anything besides sort of these four areas, anything that you look at as maybe, I don't know, probably having some of the highest benefits in terms of return back on an ROI basis to the agricultural industry as a whole?
I think if I had to pick one, I would say overall just data management, knowing, having as much information about a particular farm operation at a producer's fingertips so they can make real-time decisions. Because when you add all that together, that's when you really start to reduce the amount of resources that are needed, and you start to increase the yields on the farm. So if I had to pick one, I'd say data management. Now, we're talking today about precision agriculture. Our center, which is one of our key focuses for our center, precision agriculture, which includes a number of things from UAVs to big data to other aspects. Another part of our focus, of course, we have a large food manufacturing, food processing industry here in Georgia, and another focus of our center is trying to help small food manufacturers, food processors, or value-added food products, which we refer to, try to help them develop their products, get them in the marketplace beyond just the local community farmers market, but actually help to get their product to the retail level. So we spend a lot of time on precision ag, food technology, food processing. And then going back to the blueberries, we spend a lot of time trying to work with new emerging crops. Blueberries has been around for a while now, but Georgia's now growing olives. We're now growing products like ginger and garlic. And one of our land-grant institutions, Fort Valley State University, has got an ongoing project right now that we're really excited about and have partnered with them in the past, and that's stevia production. So we're seeing these new novel crops continue to develop and create market opportunities for Georgia farmers beyond just the traditional peanuts, cotton, and poultry.
Wonderful. Well, it is so good to meet you, Bo, by phone and talk about the work that your organization does. Great work that's needed, and we applaud you for what it sounds like because you used the example of the yield contest highest yield guy. There's not any overall winner of that contest, but the one with the highest yield there in Georgia, that that says a lot for what's going on in the state of Georgia, I think. So I appreciate the time here. We will publish this here in the next coming days as we hit the end of the year. And everybody's looking, well, they're already looking for the beginning of next year. And Bo, your time was very much appreciated and great information.
Thanks so much. Visit us. Visit our website at the Georgia Centers of Innovation, and call on us if you've got a particular product or a novel idea or technology, and let's see if we can help bring you to the marketplace.
We will definitely do so and put those links into the story we publish. It'll be interesting to take a look back at the end of next year to see how some of the predictions that have been made, like those that Bo has made, come to fruition or develop. And we'll do that next year on agwire.com and here on the Zimcast. So that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.